Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to this week's show. My name is Tai Bartolaniyo, and I'm the radio host and host assistant for the New Heights Show on Education and the New Heights Educational Group. As a reminder, this show is pre-recorded on Fridays, and this show focuses on youth and issues affecting them. Today's topic is about teen parenting, as we can see around us that many teen parents have plenty of obstacles to navigate, except those that are obviously born with a silver spoon. The good news is that as a grandparent, there is a lot you can do to help your teen. This helps to be aware of the possible challenges your teen may face as a parent. That way, as a grandparent, you can help your child meet them head on. So what are some of these challenges adolescent parents may face? Ensuring that adolescent parents receive adequate social, emotional, medical, and academic support is essential to the parent and the baby's future. One of such challenges is transitioning to parenthood. Becoming a parent is not easy, even when you are an adult with some experience behind you. For teen parents, it's even more difficult since they are not finished developing themselves. Your teen may feel isolated from and jealous of their friends. They could also feel unprepared for parenthood and might be anxious about their future. Finishing school is another challenge. Teen moms are not as likely to graduate from high school or to go to college. This can have a negative impact on themselves and their children's future. Childcare. Finding safe, high-quality childcare may not be affordable except those that are born with a silver spoon. Inexperience. Children have the greatest physical, emotional, and cognitive development during their first 3 years of life. This helps the interaction they have with their parents and caregivers are crucial during this period. But because teen parents are young and inexperienced, they may not realize how much influence, either good or bad, they have on their children's development. Another challenge is finding a job. It may be hard to keep or find a job that fits around school and parental responsibilities for a teen parent. Earning enough money. Research shows that teen mothers tend to earn less than women who have children later in life. They are also more likely to experience poverty. Negative perceptions. There are still negative stereotypes surrounding teen parents. People tend to see adolescent moms as sexually irresponsible and adolescent dads as uninvolved or absent. Depression. Studies indicate that being a teen mom may increase the likelihood of mood disorder like depression, while young fathers are at a higher risk of becoming depressed too. This is probably partly due to factors like learning to become a parent, juggling responsibilities and stress and relationships with family members, partners, and all friends. Stress and depression can also put adolescent parents at risk for substance use. And lastly, repeat births. Around 70% of babies born to adolescents are repeat births. Having more than one child as a teenager can intensify the challenges of finishing school, earning enough money, and finding quality childcare for the children. Repeat pregnancies are also associated with a higher risk of low birth weight and, in some cases, infant death. So, what are some of the health risks of teen parenthood? Adolescent moms and their children have some unique health risks too. This is why it's so important for both of them to be under the care of a pediatrician. Research shows that pregnant teen moms are more at risk of having the following complications, such as high blood pressure, anemia, poor weight gain, premature birth, low birth weight, and in some cases, infant death. The risks are higher for mothers under the age of 17. These complications also seem to be more common in teens that don't have proper prenatal care. Children of teen parents have some higher risk too, which might include neglect, abuse, health conditions, learning difficulties.
Right now, you might be struggling through your classes or even failing them. You might be worried that you may not finish high school. There might have even been a thought that you may not be smart enough. Well, the New Heights Educational Group begs to differ. We not only think you are smart enough, but with our help, you will complete your high school diploma. The New Heights Educational Group strives to improve your academic success through its tutoring services. To learn more, please visit newheightseducation.org and contact us. New Heights Educational Group, educational resources to help reach your goals.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. My name is Tai Batolania, and we've been talking about teen parenting and how to help as a grandparent. So, what are some of the solutions and how can you help your teen parent as the parent of the teen and also as a grandparent? We need to understand that, yes, there are many challenges and risks involved with being a teen parent, but as a grandparent, your love and support can make all the difference. And I'll be highlighting some of the ways to help your teen parent so they can find a healthy, positive life path. One of such is to get her a regular prenatal care. Seeing an obstetrician regularly helps both mother and baby to stay healthy. It also lessens the risk for labor and delivery complications. As the parent of the teen, you need to watch out for signs of tobacco use, drinking, or taking drugs. Using any of these can harm the baby. You need to let your child's doctor know if you think this might be a problem. Finding parenting classes. It's a good idea to start classes during pregnancy so your child can learn how to take care of a baby before it arrives. Getting educated will also help your child manage the transition to parenthood more smoothly. And because parent-child interactions are so important, especially during the first 3 years, keeping up with parenting classes benefits everyone, even you as the grandparent. Prioritize school and entrepreneurial skills. Encourage your child to get a high school diploma, and if they are interested in trade school or you need to help them connect with resources that can help. Equip them with entrepreneurial skills, ask what they would like to do in life, and help connect them to resources to achieve this. This will give your child confidence and help them support their child. looking into contraceptive education because teen moms are at a high risk of getting pregnant again. It's important that they know about their contraceptive options. For instance, they can have an IUD or implant placed right after birth. This helps reduce the likelihood of a repeat pregnancy during adolescence. Both the IUD and the implants can last for years depending on the type and are completely reversible. As a grandparent, it's important to support breastfeeding. Breast milk is the best nutrition for babies. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend that moms of any age exclusively breastfeed for the first 6 months. After that, it's best to keep breastfeeding along with introducing other foods until the baby is at least 1 year old. Not only does breastfeeding help mothers bond with their babies, but it also promotes cognitive development. Breastfeeding classes and support help adolescent mothers breastfeed longer. You can check with your child's pediatrician about breastfeeding resources, like maybe a lactation consultant if your teen child is not lactating well. Get involved with child care. You and your child, and possibly the other parent and grandparents, will need to sort through how much of a role you will play in caring for your grandchild. You may need to get a social worker or counselor to help with this. Don't be afraid to step in and help parent your grandchild if that works for your family. Studies show that co-parenting, which usually involves maternal grandmothers, can have positive effects on both children and grandchildren. This is especially true if you and your child have minimal conflict. The less conflict there is, the more positive the co-parenting experience is for everyone.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back to the New High Show on Education. My name is Taiba Tolaniyo, and I'm the radio host for this show. And we've been talking about teen parenting, the challenges that the teen parents may face, the health risk of being a teen parent, and the solutions that the grandparents can do to help lessen the challenges these teen parents are facing. Now, I'll move to promoting positive parent-child relationship. No matter how you feel about your grandchild's other parent, remember that positive parent-child relationships are critical for healthy child development. For your grandchild's sake, try to encourage and support the other parent's role. Research shows that when fathers engage with their children, they positively influence their kids' behavior, intellect, and mental well-being. Kids of teen moms who stay close with their biological fathers do better in school and at work. They are also less depressed, and their risk of becoming teen parents themselves is lower. Even when fathers can't help support the baby financially, they can support them emotionally and physically. And the sooner they get actively involved with their child, the more likely it is that they will stay involved. Encourage play and reading time. One of the best things young parents can do with their children is to play with them and read to them. Both of these activities promote bonding and boost young kids' social and cognitive development. You can visit your local library and check out free books for every month to children for from birth to age 5, regardless of your income. Connect with community programs. There are many government and community programs and resources out there designed to help parents and young children, such as home visiting programs, tuition and child care assistance programs, counseling, social workers, job training programs, transportation programs, parenting and child development classes, healthcare, tutoring, babysitting services. What's available depends on where you live. You need to check with your city or state department of social services to start with. Your child's school may be another potential resource. It's possible you need to find services from a variety of government and private resources, such as temporary assistance for needy families. These type of resources help families with financial assistance and support services. Child welfare information gateway. These are resources for parents and grandparents. Early Head Start. These are programs for children under age 3 and for pregnant women. Nurse Family Partnership. They connect first-time low-income moms with a personal nurse. Then parents as teachers. This home visiting program is for all families with young children. And to the teen mom, you are the most important part of your baby's life. When you're focusing on looking after your baby, you might forget or run out of time to look after yourself. But looking after yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally will help your child grow and thrive. And here is where I'll be ending today's show. You can reach me by email at olaniyoti@newheightseducation.org. Be sure to check out our previous radio shows and join me every Friday at radio.newheightseducation.org as I discuss another issue youths are facing. Remember, a troubled youth is a troubled adult. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.